You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hello, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. This is Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, back on the scene with my music machine and ready to spin another hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues for you. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. Each week we focus on post-World War II rhythm and blues. It's the sound that was laid down by the pioneers like Wanoni Mr. Blues Harris, Roy Brown, Big Joe Turner, Fats Domino, Ruth Brown, Little Miss Cornshucks, Lucky Millinder, Todd Rhodes, and just countless others. This week we're going to focus on another underrated yet highly influential artist of the post-World War II R&B era. It's pianist, singer, composer, Joe Liggins. Joe and his younger brother Jimmy Liggins remain just a footnote in rock and roll history. Yet both cats were highly influential, with Joe Liggins being the more accomplished artist, racking up an impressive 14 top 20 rhythm and blues hits from 1945 through 1951. A while back, I dedicated a Juke in the Back show to Jimmy Liggins, so this week I'd like to focus on older brother Joe Liggins, who was born in Guthrie, Oklahoma on July 9th, 1915. He began his musical studies on the brass instruments, but soon moved to arranging and musical theory, which led him to the piano. His family packed up and moved to San Diego in 1932, where Joe began playing around with local orchestras. By 1939, he was ready to try his luck in Los Angeles. First, playing with young saxophonist Illinois Jacket, he soon joined C.C. Johnson's band, and then Sammy Franklin's California Rhythm Rascals. While with the Rhythm Rascals, Joe Liggins wrote a tune that would change the course of musical history, The Honey Dripper. However, even though the song drove crowds wild at live performances, Sammy Franklin had no interest in recording The Honey Dripper. This led Joe Liggins to head out on his own and form a new group he called The Honey Drippers. They began playing out around the LA area and soon caught the interest of Leon Rene, who had just formed Exclusive Records. Rene signed Liggins and the Honey Drippers, and the rest is history. The Honey Dripper was released on Exclusive Records during the summer of 1945. By September 9th, it was number one across America, where it would remain for 18 solid weeks, selling over 1 million copies. I asked my good friend, music historian Billy Vare, to tell us a little more about Joe Liggins and the Honey Dripper. Billy?
Joe Liggins, I love him. He was an older guy. He had had a big hit called The Honey Dripper in 1945, which got distributed by a really strange means. Railroad porters would buy at retail. They'd buy maybe 50 copies of the record and take it on the trains with them. And then wherever they would stop, they would sell it to other black people because the distribution by that label, the original label, Exclusive, wasn't that good. It was a new company. So many of those records of that particular song that reputedly sold a million copies.
Boy, the Honey Dripper is a killer. The Honey Dripper, salt, sweet, hot, he's a solid old chip. Really, a mellow hip fat. He jumps and swings, he rips and rides, he gives and shouts, he's the highest of jazz. So they bet, and jump for joy. You dig that lick, you dig that beat, you get knocked out right on your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that cat can jam or rip or swing a high lick, boy. He sure does jump for joy.
Number one for 18 weeks at the end of 1945. That's Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with The Honey Dripper, parts 1 and 2. When he would perform the tune live, it drove audiences crazy, clocking in at well over 15 minutes. For record, they trimmed it down to a mere 6 minutes, but it still packs a punch. Little Willie Jackson, who's playing alto and Barry saxes on that tune, was also in Sammy Franklin's California Rhythm Rascals with Joe Liggins. When Liggins left that group, he took Willie Jackson with him. James Jackson is playing tenor on that record, with Joe Liggins on piano and Eddie Davis on bass. Unfortunately, they don't give the drummer credit. It's hard to find an original copy of the Honey Dripper in good shape. See, Exclusive Records was doing things on the cheap, and they weren't using the best shellac of the day to press their records. Also, as Billy Vera mentioned at the beginning of that record, they had distribution issues. So in order to make that a huge hit, railway porters were selling that record throughout the South. It's like they had their own independent distribution network. Well, even before the Honey Dripper left the top spot on the charts, Exclusive was out with Joe Liggins' second single, Left a Good Deal in Mobile. It topped out at number 2 and features Herb Jeffries on lead vocal. In 1945 and 46, you just couldn't beat the good feeling sound of Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. The feature this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll.
I've been everywhere, done everything, from building planes to hauling steel. But since I left home, I've been on my own, needing you like a home-cooked meal. Oh, it's too bad I ever left my hometown, left a good deal in Mobile. Oh, why did I leave there? I can't believe there's a train on a track. I'd give a great stack to hop a freight back, but if I should, it won't do me no good. Bought me a car to go where you are, with initials on the steering wheel. I wrote you and Jack, both letters came back. I guess you know the way I feel. Oh, it's too bad I ever left my hometown, left a good deal in Mobile. I can't believe there's a train on the track. I'd give a great stack to hop a freight back, but if I should, it won't do me no good. The Fuller Brush Man, he told me a plan. He gave it to me for a steal. He said to act square, then get in her hair. I'd find out if her love was real. Oh, it's too bad I ever left my hometown, left a good deal in Mobile.
Thank you. I've got a right to cry. I've got a right to cry. All day I sing the blues. I'm in my lonely shoes. Could you be so unkind? I've nearly lost my mind. I wonder if you care. My life's a sad affair. My heart is aching, breaking. I don't know what to do, sweetheart. All just because of you. You know you did me wrong. Come back where you belong. To end this reason why I got a right to cry.
Joe Liggins with another one of his own compositions, Got a Right to Cry, from early 1946. That song topped out at number 2 on the national R&B charts. And it was also a big hit that year for Erskine Hawkins. Joe Liggins would go on to record another version of that song as I've Got a Right to Cry later on in his career while he was recording for Specialty Records. That's his original, which not only scored big on the R&B charts, but crossed over to number 12 on the pop charts. Up next, another tune written by Joe Liggins. Here's a great instrumental called Tanya, which went to number 3 back in 46. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm pleased to feature one of the most forgotten band leaders and top recording artists of the post-World War II pre-rock and roll era. It's Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. This week on The Juke in the Back with Tanya.
Thank you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You just can't help but feel good when you hear these great Joe Liggins tunes. That's Blow Mr. Jackson, featuring James Jackson on tenor sax. That song went to number 3 during the summer of 1947. It's right around this time that Joe's little brother Jimmy, who had been his driver for a while, learned in the music business, branched out and formed his own band, the Drops of Joy. Jimmy began recording at Specialty Records, and older brother Joe would join him there in 1950. Up next, the Honey Drippers expand and add a couple of new players. Preston Pepe Prince on drums and Frank Paisley on guitar. They took the classic 1920s tune Sweet Georgia Brown and updated it slightly for a 1940s R&B audience. Now, they certainly weren't pushing any musical boundaries with their version of this tune, but it's certainly fun to listen to. The record-buying public thought so too. Sales pushed it to number 7 on the national charts during the summer of 1948. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, the highly underrated Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with Sweet Georgia Brown.
Got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also neat, has Sweet Georgia Brown. They're all sides wanna die for Sweet Georgia Brown. Tell you why, you know I don't lie. Not much, it's been said she knocks them dead when she hits the town. since she came. It's a shame how she's cooling down. Fellas she can't get are the fellas she ain't met. Georgia claims that Georgia names her Sweet Georgia Brown. We'll be right back.
Ripper's Blues, another top-notch instrumental for Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. It was the flip side of Sweet Georgia Brown from the summer of 1948, and it hit number 9 on the national R&B lists. Up next, another number 9 record for the group. This hit in mid-fall of 48. Here's Roll 'em, Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. The feature on this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
About 8:30. Now, baby, don't be late. We're gonna be there when the band starts swinging. Remember when we get there, honey? Two-step, we're gonna have a ball. Dance out both our shoes when they play those Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Dark Town Strutters Ball. Down home blues tomorrow night.
The Darktown Strutter's Ball, which hit number 7 back in November of 1948 for Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. You know, that tune goes all the way back to the 19-teens. And you know, there was little to interrupt Joe Liggins' string of top 10 hits. But by 1949, there was a bump in the road. Leon Rene had run out of money and Exclusive Records went bankrupt. A little earlier in the program, I mentioned that Joe's younger brother, Jimmy, a guitarist, was scoring hits for Specialty Records. Well, Specialty's owner, Art Rupp, took an interest in buying up Exclusive's masters so he could re-release them on Specialty Records. Well, he couldn't come to terms with the creditors, so Rupp signed Joe Liggins to Specialty and had him re-record some of his classic hits, like The Honey Dripper and I've Got a Right to Cry. However, the first release out of the gate for Joe Liggins was an enormous hit, Rag Mop, a tune written in 1949 by Johnny Lee Wills and Deacon Anderson. The Ames brothers were scoring a huge pop hit with the song in January of 1950 when Joe Liggins went into the studio to cut his version on January 20th. Rag Mop would hit number 4 on the R&B charts and continue Joe Liggins' string of top 10 R&B hits. Here's Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back with Rag Mop. It's the soul that came before rock and roll.
M, I say M-O.
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. Earlier in the show, I played the up-tempo instrumental Roll 'Em. The flip side, Sweet and Lovely, also charted. It was issued on Exclusive Records and hit number 14 during September of 1948. It's this week's Great 78. Here's Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with Sweet and Lovely.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you.
Champagne, the biggest selling record of 1950. It went to number one for 13 solid weeks for Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers, issued on Specialty Records. It was recorded at Universal Recorders in Hollywood on January 20th, 1950, and topped the jukebox, bestsellers, and airplay charts. Even though the Honey Dripper back in 1945 was Joe Liggins' longest number one record, staying at the top spot for 18 weeks, Pink Champagne was definitely an all-around bigger hit. This success was closely followed in early 1951 with his first record issued on the brand new 45 RPM format. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers, with a song that topped out at number five. It's Little Joe's Boogie. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Little Joe's Boogie, play it all night long. Little Joe's Boogie, play it all night long. When you play that boogie, boy, you can't go wrong.
Stop it,
Brain.
Frankie Lee would be Joe Liggins' final charting record from late February of 1951. From there, he continued to perform, but the hits just stopped coming, and in 1954, Specialty Records dropped him. He then moved to several other labels, including Mercury, Aladdin, and Vita. But with the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s, the age of the buying public shifted, and kids wanted younger performers performing music aimed right at them. Pioneers like Joe Liggins were left behind. He continued to perform, however, right up to his death, which occurred due to a stroke on July 26, 1987. Liggins, like many of his contemporaries, built the foundation that rock and roll is built on. And we owe a bit of gratitude to each and every one of these performers. That's what I try to do each week right here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, because soul, it's a feeling. So get it, cats and kittens, move to it, groove to it, and pass it on. Let's close down this week's show with one final Joe Liggins recording issued on Mercury Records, the label he went to following Specialty in 1954. The tune was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller and features a nice Latin feel. Here's Yeah, 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 Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Bye-bye.
I was walking down the highway on my way to New Orleans. I was walking down the highway on my way to New Orleans. When I saw a little girl in a big black limousine. I said, ain't you sweet, Betsy, from Nashville, Tennessee? I said, ain't you sweet, Betsy, from Nashville, Tennessee? I went to school with you, baby, don't you remember me? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.